This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 3 million Coloradans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and more than 2.5 million have been fully immunized. That update comes after eligibility was extended to children ages 12 to 15, and after the state announced that vaccinated Coloradans have been entered into weekly million-dollar drawings for the next 5 weeks. The first drawing is this coming Friday. As more people get vaccinated, many are returning to in-person places of worship. In Colorado Springs, the Center for Spiritual Living was closed for 6 months before it invited small numbers of congregants back to services. Here's the center's Reverend Norm Bouchard.
When we opened back up, the very first Sunday where we had 40 people in, I could barely hold the emotions back.
Today, the center can accommodate 100 people. Much of the community is still doing virtual services. The number of Coloradans who filed for unemployment remained about the same this week, while hundreds of people returned to work. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The latest report from Colorado's Labor Department shows more than 1,500 people who were unemployed in early May got a job by the end of the month, earning a $1,600 bonus from the state. It's part of Colorado's Jumpstart program to get people back to work after pandemic shutdown. About 4,100 people filed a regular initial unemployment claim for the week ending May 22nd. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
There is rain for much of Colorado to finish out the holiday weekend. Today and tomorrow, a good chance for thunderstorms and showers over Denver and along the Front Range. It'll be staying cool for a couple of days, then warming up through the middle of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.